This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
Texas multifamily developers may have overshot their goal. They have pumped so much new product into the market that many have slammed on the brakes for new builds as they finish up current projects. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. According to a detailed report in The Real Deal, Texas apartment developers have produced more apartments than almost any other group of U.S. developers over the past 3 years. In Dallas, they put more than 20,000 apartments on the market last year. That's about twice the number of new apartments that opened up in New York, with a much larger population. In Austin, the story is even more dramatic, with more than 17,000 new apartments on the market in 2023. Compared to Dallas, with 1.3 million people, Austin only has 1 million. The pandemic fired up the surge in multifamily construction in Texas and other Sunbelt states, and developers enjoyed high-octane rent growth and asset appreciation until about the middle of last year. That's when developers started to feel the pinch of high interest rates and expensive loans, along with slower rent growth. And now, with so many new apartments, there's more competition for tenants. As a result, Texas multifamily developers started pulling back on construction. According to the multifamily executive, construction starts in the second quarter of last year were down 72% compared to a period of time from the beginning of 2021 through the first quarter of 2023. For the cities of Austin, Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, and San Antonio, start volume fell from an average of 22,000 units to about 6,500. But the current overbuild won't last long. Commercial real estate experts say Texas growth will continue to feed demand for housing, but it will take a while to absorb so much new supply, especially considering that new supply is generally A-class and pretty expensive, and mostly clustered downtown. MRI apartment data expert Cindy Reed told The Real Deal, "We're delivering all these units in 2024, and there's a lot of them that are under construction still. It's going to take every bit of 2024 and a good part of 2025 to absorb what we're delivering." But there is a silver lining. Industry experts say this also presents a good opportunity for multifamily developers. According to Jack Stone of real estate investment services firm Graysteel, the development cycle needs about 2 years of lead time to get units on the market. So developers with enough foresight and the funds to start new projects would be able to fill a gap that will inevitably occur in 2026 as it stands now. Stone told The Real Deal, "If someone can get a development off the ground now, targeting a 2026 delivery, that's a huge opportunity." But getting the funds together may be the most difficult obstacle. With a lending environment that's bumpy right now for the commercial real estate industry, the National Multifamily Housing Council says that 92% of developers are delaying starts because banks are providing smaller loans, leaving developers to come up with a larger percentage of the total cost. That's also for some alternative forms of funding, such as syndications and credit unions. But many investors are currently targeting distressed properties instead of new multifamily, so it can be difficult to attract investors for new construction, especially when there's already so much supply. RealPage's head of economics, Jay Parsons, told The Real Deal, "Every developer in the country is out there trying to raise capital off the strategy that there's going to be a lot less delivering in 2026 and 2027. No one really doubts that." But Parsons added, "As demand catches up to supply again, we should see occupancy rates rebound, and we should see rent growth return. But I don't think it'll be anything like we just went through in 2021. You'll find a link to the full article in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. And if you want to learn more about this topic, you might want to listen to my other podcast, The Real Wealth Show, where I interview Ben Lapidus, who puts on an event called the Best Ever Conference. That's coming up in April in Salt Lake City. And if you listen to my other podcasts, you'll see in the show notes that we have a discount code if you're interested in surrounding yourself with some of those commercial real estate investors to see what they're doing today. I've been a keynote speaker at that event for the past 7 years, and I will most certainly be networking there this year. Again, you can check that out at my other podcast, The Real Wealth Show. Well, thanks again for listening to me here on Real Estate News for Investors. You can get a link to the full article in the show notes here at newsforinvestors.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.